This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. today. The new executive editor at The New York Times is speaking out for the first time since he was named to replace Jill Abramson, the first woman to lead The Times. Dean Baquet was named to the top editor job, becoming the first African-American to hold that post. And in his first interview since his promotion, Baquet told NPR's David Folkenflik that Abramson was fired because of her failed relationship with the paper's publisher, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., and other senior staff, including himself.
Obviously, there was a significant disagreement between Jill and the publisher and Jill and me.
Well, NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us from New York with more. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, are we closer to finding out, based on your interview, what happened that led to the ouster of Jill Abramson?
I think that we have now, you know, true on the record confirmation of the outlines we need to understand the situation, which is that this was a relationship that didn't work. Trust didn't exist. There was dysfunction and turmoil at the very top levels of what is generally considered to be the nation's most important or most influential news organization, and that ultimately wasn't working, not for them and not in terms of moving the paper forward the place it needs to be to meet the challenges of the future, even as on a daily basis it produced, you know, a remarkable newspaper.
And after Abramson was fired, there was a big debate over whether it was because she was a woman, that if she were a man, maybe people would have respected her style. But because she was a woman, she was considered bossy. Let's listen here to Baquet talking about management styles.
I'm not commenting on Jill's relationship with the newsroom or management style. I'll let others do that. But one thing that people say is newspapers always have tough. I mean, I've seen many elegies to the city editor who changed my life because he was really nasty to me for 6 months and made me a better person. I think that's nuts.
Now, Baquet also revealed to you, David, that he has a temper and has punched holes in walls at times. Is there a big difference between the styles of the two of them?
I think there is. If you talk to people, and I've talked to several dozen people who know both of them well and have worked with them closely, if you talk to them, you know, Abramson's described as brilliant, brusque, occasionally brutal. Dean Baquet has this temper that you've mentioned. He punched several walls. They have maps to cover them up down in Washington when he was the D.C. bureau chief down there. And that's not a good thing for a senior news leader. At the same time, by and large, on a daily basis, he's seen as inviting, collegial, affirming. Reporters say, you know, he'll occasionally just give hugs for good stories. He said to me, he made the case that people have to make tough decisions. They don't have to be tough on their reporters and their staffers themselves, and that he wants, you know, his to be a hallmark of an inclusive leadership that listens to the talent and the people around him.
He also said that Abramson was not fired because she was a woman. Let's listen.
I do not believe, by the way, that Jill was fired because of gender. I just don't believe that.
David, how important is the job of executive editor of The New York Times in today's media landscape?
I think it's very important. I think that that even in the age of the BuzzFeeds, you know, even in the age of cable TV, even in the age of people bypassing all of it for Twitter, for Facebook and Tumblr, the New York Times carries an authoritativeness and importance that the Times certainly is self-important about that. But I think that not just journalists but citizens look to it to be a check on major actors. I think that's why so many people in journalism were surprised by Jill Abramson's jettisoning, why so many women were inspired by her being named as the first female executive editor, and while so many now black journalists and others are hopeful for the term of Dean Baquet in this incredibly important job.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, and David will have more on this story later on All Things Considered. David, thanks so much.
You bet.
This is Here and Now.